David Aguayo, Angela Bozo, Elizabeth Doyle,
He was finer than my
Judy
yes.
Kurofsky, Glenn Craig, Aureliano Montes,
Here.
Andrea Nielsen,
Here. Hi, Andrea. Hi.
Stephen Peters, Jane Richardson,
Here.
Mark Richardson, Jim Ring,
Here.
Eric Rotier,
Here.
Mike Revere.
Here.
You good? Beautiful. All
We're
right.
good. We got that.
Thanks, Chair. So the next item of business is approval of the minutes from the February 15th board meeting of the Minority Affairs Board. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you both. Is there any discussion on the minutes? That was the meeting where we voted to approve the Lake Winona waterfront plans as they include the expansion discussion about Winona Terrace. There's no objection. We'll pass the minutes from the February 16th meeting, 15th meeting unanimously. Any objection? No objection. Okay. Moving on. Public comment. Who out there, a member of the public, wishes to comment on this board? Hearing none. Disclosures and recusals, please. Eric?
Still a member of the Destination Madison Board of Directors
Perfect.
and oversee management of the Brookfield Conference Center.
Got it. Steve Singh.
And I s serve on the Monona Terrace Booking Event Assistance Advisory Committee and the Room Tax Commission.
How's that going?
Good, thank you.
Oh, good, fine. Is there any other disclosure or refusal? Thanks, both of you. Presentations. Bill Zineman, Associate Director of Marketing and Event Services. Do you have a present an introduction for us?
I do.
Oh,
I
good.
do. What does they say before the State of the Union? I have the high honor and privilege, or
Yes,
the
you
high honor and
do.
privilege of introducing Jeannie Fleemer. She is our new event services manager. I did a little bullet point in your board report about the transition there. She's replacing Meg Statz, who's been with us 23 years. We were able to arrange the overlap between the two, which we're really happy about. So one of our colleagues likes to say she's drinking from a fire hose of knowledge to get up to speed, but if, enough with my preamble. Jean, maybe you could say hello.
Hello.
Do your elevator speech.
Hi, everyone. I'm
Hi.
Jeannie Fleemer, as introduced. I have been a longtime resident of Madison and recently, in the last 8 years, was a planner for a large scientific conference for a crop agronomy and soil nonprofit. Before that, I did some community work with the Madison Chamber, Middleton Chamber, Madison College, and some sales. So I've had sales planning, and now I'm going behind the scenes with event management. So I'm super excited to bring my knowledge to Monona Terrace and learn about the stellar service that is offered here and continue that. The overlap with Meg, you can imagine trying to siphon 23 years of knowledge. It is really appreciated to have that overlap. She and the team obviously have longtime relationships, so we're kind of hand-holding the transition to Meg letting everybody know and saying goodbye and instilling the confidence in them with me coming on board and off and running. So I want to just share one quick fact. When I moved to Madison, my first job was at the Madison Chamber of Commerce, and I worked with the Monona Terrace team at the time to help plan the pre-opening gala in 1997. And so I probably met some of the people here back when we were doing that. And so it really felt full circle to come work here. So it's a icon building in Madison, but it's also in the planner world. It's very highly regarded for its service, pricing, product, quality. So I'm honored to be here and look forward to serving the customers and the guests.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Are there any questions, comments?
Not yet.
We were there at the opening gala.
We were at the opening gala.
Okay. And celebrated its 25th anniversary.
Right.
A year and a half ago.
I took, you know, the OG camera with film. I had some pictures that I came across recently. So maybe the backs of your heads are in those photos.
Glass in hand, no doubt.
What a wonderful introduction. Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
You're quite fortunate to be part of this team. We just meet once a month, but you all do all.
We want you to have Jeannie.
Yeah. Really to have you.
Really great. So thank you.
And don't forget Miss Wendy behind you. Hi. Okay, Bill. Thank you so much. Nominating committee. New business. Now new business. Jane is going to report on the nominating committee.
I am indeed. Nominating committee comprised of myself, Mike Revere, and Steve Peters has met to recommend a slate of officers for vote at the next board meeting in April. And no arm twisting was required, for which we're very appreciative. And we have recommending, well, first of all, let me tell you, Evan, have you ever read the duties of the officers? I'm going to give you a little tip notes real quick
as to
what this. What these people are doing. The chair shall preside at meetings of Monona Terrace and a full voting member of the board. You sign and execute in the name of Monona Terrace any instrument or document consistent with the foregoing general delegation of authority. The chair may prescribe the duties of committees of Monona Terrace board in a manner not inconsistent with the provisions of these bylaws. Doesn't that sound like attorneys, not inconsistent. The chair will co-sign goods and services contracts and also be a full member of the Friends of Monona Terrace Board. So with that heavy load.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Does anyone have a question? Yes, I do. did that say that this position has full voting powers? We've never had a contentious vote all the time I've been here.
But it doesn't say anything about voting other than you are a member of the board, so one.
Oh, I thought I heard you say voting, which would be unusual.
No.
Okay.
No, something else.
Thank you.
So anyway, Judy has agreed to continue to serve in that.
If I could have full voting power.
We'll talk later.
Okay, fine.
All right.
You can at least break ties.
That's
right. It doesn't say anything. Well,
I don't know what I was listening to.
Well, I don't see it
here. Sorry about it, too.
Thank you.
Where's word voting?
It was towards the top, one of the first things.
Presided meetings shall be a full voting member.
Oh, fully voting.
I don't even know what I'm reading. Whew, that's a relief. So Judy has agreed to serve. Your terms are actually 1 year, I think, isn't it? Chair.
Yeah.
And then the chair, then vice chair, serves in the absence of the chair or the inability to perform, et cetera. And Jim Ring, again, has agreed to serve in this capacity. I don't know how many years we have pressed him into service, but I hope it's not too heavy a lift. And then third secretary, Andrea Nielsen, shall perform the following functions. Andrea, I'm not sure you're aware of all this. You keep at the office of Monona Terrace the bylaws and book of minutes. It actually describes a book of minutes. We thought that was kind of interesting. All meetings of the Monona Terrace Board, see that all notices are duly given in accordance with the provision of the bylaws, and et cetera, et cetera. All other duties from time to time may be assigned by the Monona Terrace Board. So,
okay, as long as Sarah stays, I'm.
So anyway, that's the description. And Judy and Jim and Andrea have agreed to serve. However, we do want to open the possibility of others on the board who would be interested in serving these positions.
And eligible, actually.
Eligibility is a real, and I didn't realize till I was looking at, that's an aside, that members of the county board cannot serve as officers of Monona Terrace. Alternates, and we have two members of the board are alternates, Angela Bozo and Steve Peters, And then Elizabeth Doyle is on the county board. So all of a sudden, and Mike is on the city council. So interestingly enough, four members are not eligible to serve as officers. I thought that was interesting. So this is a little aside. Anyway, is anybody interested in serving? Then I will move I don't have to move. We, as a committee, have moved. And next month, then we'll bring this before. And if anybody would like to serve and want to volunteer, please call me.
Right. So it's a report, not a recommendation for approval.
Correct. Okay. Correct.
Jane, thank you. Everybody, the people on the committee, thank you.
It was tough.
I'm sure you
had the easiest. You had a pretty probably the easiest assignment I've had on any board I've ever been.
And that's how it is on this board.
Well, yeah, I think we're pretty much a well-oiled machine, and we don't ask. We have such great staff, and I don't think we need to do a whole lot unless there's a crisis.
And we've had enough crises, so right. We're done. Thank you again. Now, reports, Bill Zineman, book and paste updates, please.
The year is, although the financial reports are going to lag a little bit, the year is rounding into form, shall we say, quite nicely as I look at the event first. And so I'll just do a review of that so you can kind of see where the event is heading. And Jeff has, I guess, 2 months of financial reports to potentially go over with you. So for banquets, well, let me start with the conventions and conferences because that will help explain the banquet number. So we're pacing really nicely against our budget for conventions and conferences. Right now, I put us at 28 conventions and versus our budget of 27. And for conferences, we budgeted 20, and right now we're pacing at 24. So in total, we're looking at 52 conventions and conferences versus a budget of 47. So that's great. I'm really pleased about that trajectory. And just for somewhat historical purposes, in 2023, we had 27 conventions and 19 conferences for a total of 46. So this year we're projecting, I'm confident we're going to hit this, we're projecting 52 conventions and conferences. Last year was 46. Mm-hmm. So good news. Mm-hmm. But with that many more conventions and conferences, it does affect our inventory that's available for banquets. So our banquet pace is, I think, potentially going to be a little off what we budgeted. We budgeted 187 banquets. I put us at about 178 right now for our pace. But I don't mind the reason for that, because we're selling to the bigger events that generate more impact to the community and also more revenue to us.
Plus, I presume the bigger ones are the ones who we would be less happy about not having space or accommodations for, because they're likely to return, that a banquet is more likely to be a one-time thing. I'm just guessing.
We're trying to get the big events to book out further into the future, and then we fill in with the smaller events as the date approaches. If we don't have a whole lot of space to sell to the smaller events, that isn't necessarily a bad thing, because it means we've filled up with conventions and conferences. And then for meetings, put us right at our budget. We budgeted 115 meetings, and I think that's about where we're going to land. 115 meetings. The smaller events that don't, they're meetings, but they don't have room nights associated with them, or they have so few it isn't something we can track. So where that lands right now for the money is, and this is as of March 15th. Right now we're with what we have on the books and what we're projecting, we're down about 2% the budget. But as we start to bank some of these events and we see what they spend, I think we're going to look that up. And I think you'll see that if you look at the January financial versus the February financial, you can see, I think it was about $80,000 turnaround. And so I think you're going to see that trajectory continue as we move through the next few months. We're going to we'll be at or ahead of the financial budget for revenue. So right now we're seeing about $3,934,000 versus our budget of a little over $4 million. So we're overall We have about 85,000 to make up, but I think one or two months, three at the most, I think we'll be there. So that's what I have for you today.
Any comments or questions for yourself? Okay, run along. Thank you. Finance report, that would be Jeff.
Good afternoon, everyone. So,
hi, Jeff.
Adding on the bill stuff, the first couple months here, like you said, with January, the building was closed for about 3 weeks for the renovations. And so, most of the stuff that we had listed was for the home show. And that underperforms just slightly. Historically, we always had about $50,000 budgeted as revenue from the home show. It did about 44. So that, coupled with a couple smaller conferences that didn't hit our budgeted amount, January ended up a little bit lower than anticipated. Like Bill said, February picked it up and helped us out a lot. We went from about $20,000 in the negative for January, and in February now, we're already at 63,000, really good year to date.
Oh, nice job.
Most of it has to do with, and this is one of those things that is the great unknown, is just the amount that people are spending. For banquets, we use about $5,700 for our average. They averaged almost $8,000. For meetings, we use $5,000 as the budgeted average per event. They were at $8,500. And so that part helps out a great deal. Expenses are hanging in there right now. We always have these little oddities that come up at the beginning of the year. Our contribution to VEBA, which is the employee benefit that people in Local 6000 get as part of when they retire from the city. So that hits in January. The city moves dollars around between backdating stuff into the previous year and moving stuff forward with regard to health insurance. So right now we have 3 months of health insurance packed into the first 2 months of the year, but that'll even out, and we've got it budgeted for 12 payments in health insurance, so that'll even out. So the expenses are hanging in there. Revenues jumped up. March right now looks a little down, but April is going to be a monster. And so a little roller coaster to start the first quarter of the year, but things will be, like Bill said, within the next couple months, things are going to be trending upwards pretty well. I looked at it earlier today, and March is down maybe $20,000 to $30,000 from a event revenue standpoint, but April's trending up toward closer to $100,000 to the good. No problem. One thing that is always a consideration, things with our expenses, when we have to flip the entire building from one day to the next. Right now, we're still trying to build up a lot of our hourly pool for laborers and building cleaners. Because we don't have that quite where we want it, we're having to use a lot of stagehand help. And part of the stagehand contract is after, and I always forget if it's 11 o'clock at night or midnight, until 6 in the morning, any hours that they work is time and a half. And so instead of $23 an hour, it's more like $34. And that's a killer, especially when you've got to have 5, 6, 10 people in to help flip the entire building to get ready for the next day's events. So the hourly expenses are a little bit higher than anticipated, but we just did a huge recruitment, and Connie may talk about this, so I apologize.
No problem.
But we just did a ton of interviews in the operations department to try and build up our hourly staff of building cleaners and laborers. And I think we're just waiting on either HR or the police department for background checks, and I think we had like 9 or 10 people that they wanted to extend offers to. So if those come through, we're able to get them up and running, that should hopefully reduce our hourly wages, because that's more at like $20 an hour as opposed to 22 plus. So hopefully good news on the horizon.
In addition to the building might help with that turnaround.
I'm sorry?
In addition to the building, to the facility, might help with
that. Well, then you'd hopefully have an increase in revenues. And but that's going to be after I'm retired. So I'm not sure.
A lot of us. So just out of curiosity to both of you, I might ask this question in different ways. Sticker shock, So when people put together their proposals and they're hearing the higher prices, what I'm hearing is that they're buying, even so. I mean, is that what you want us to hear or that we could get from your presentations?
Well, I mean, I think that, the average spend per event, both in banquets and meetings so far this year, because we're only 2 months in, that's the two event types that we've had the most of, and both of them are exceeding what we originally budgeted. So yeah, I'd say that people are okay with our rate setup, catering. I think that people are satisfied and they like coming here. Would you agree, Bill?
I do. Yeah, absolutely. And one of the reasons when we proposed the rates and fees that we requested to not mm-hmm. have a room rental rate increase is because we're trying to get people in the door so they spend the money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You can't make money off an event that doesn't occur. And so that's why we didn't want to create a barrier to entry with rental rates that are perceived as too high. And so, yeah.
It's a good logo, motto. We can't make money from an event that doesn't
So we appreciate the board's support, the finance committee support when we when we make our rate requests. We put a lot of thought into it, and so it's a formula that has worked well over the years.
I want to add to that, from what we're hearing from Destination Madison, the competition's extremely fierce right now. There have been a lot of convention centers around the United States that have expanded or built new. And there's a lot more money than what we have on our committee that we help, buy down some of the events when they ask for assistance. So I think, in a good position in that people that come here come back. We have a really high return rate. But Ellie's saying it's really hard to get, with all the competition, to get as many events here as we would like, new events, just because of the competition being so strong right now. But on our surveys, we don't get many surveys that say that our pricing is like too high. We'll get some that say, like maybe some aspect was higher than they expected, but they're coming here anyway because the service is so good and because they experience no problems with their events. Like the staffing is really good and professional, and they're willing to pay maybe extra to come here and have a trouble-free event.
Mm-hmm. With the ultimate stress reducer.
for those big events?
Planning an event is stress generator. I just made that up.
I think it's true.
It's true. I mean, so any more questions? Any questions for Jeff or comments? Thank you, Jeff. And that leads us to the director's review.
Okay. I'm going to start off by apologizing tonight for not inviting into our latest cookout. But you weren't part of the renovation, so it was an exclusive event. Yeah. We have taken the last couple years to having catering join us and have it be, instead of them doing their own thing and us doing our own thing, we just do it as a big team. And it has greatly improved the quality of the food because they bring us the best food and the best cooking. So, yeah.
They have to throw the food themselves otherwise.
Well, I don't know what they did over there, but like we had to go buy our own stuff. Laura was in charge of going to buy all the food. The brats were so good. We asked them where they came from and they said Bavaria. So I'm personally going to make a trip over there because those are the best. It was just to celebrate that we got the renovation done and that we were happy that everything went well. And to thank them for their hard work. Jeff already kind of covered the recruitment. We're hiring 10 setup people and, or I mean, 5 setup people and 5 cleaners. As I think I previously said in the last meeting, we were able to hire and promote all of our part-time staff into full-time positions that opened up. So we had kind of gone through all of the part-timers and so it left us with a little short there, and it just started picking up a lot lately. So we're just waiting on the police department to check them out, make sure they're good to go, and then we've already offered the position, so we'll get them on board as soon as they get back to us. This is an interesting little thing that Sarah did some research on here. I sent Brian to the latest active shooter training just to see if anything had changed. We like to keep our process up to date and make sure that everybody understands how to, you know, what to do in case something like that were to happen. So they've changed it from run, hide, fight to avoid, deny, defend. And I said, this doesn't roll off your tongue as easy as the run, hide, fight. And that's what we were trained on. So we're all used to it. So we decided kind of as an interim gap thing to present both. And so we'll say it was run, hide, fight. Now it's avoid, deny, defend. And then Sarah did a little research into why they changed it. You know, it makes sense. It just, we're not used to it yet. So, but we're going to do another training. Brian is putting together a training for the staff because we have a lot of new staff that weren't with us when we went through the last one. We still have a few little renovation projects to complete this next week. The carpet, the last piece of carpet that's not been converted is down in the Lakeside Commons on this west end here. So they'll get that done next week. We were able to finish the skywalk and the other half of the Lakeside Commons last month. We've been experiencing, because we're 25 years old, we've been experiencing some pipes that have been leaking. So we've been replacing those with PVC. They're just old. They're 27 years old, and starting to leak. That was it for that. Oh, painting. We've been doing a lot of painting because during the shutdown when we were going to be painting, it snowed a lot, if you recall. and the poor guys were stuck outside removing snow every day for like 8 days in a row. And didn't get us all the painting done, so we've got a bunch of painting going on now until we finish it. There's some new products from the gift shop. Sarah did these lovely pictures here, so we have some Frank Lloyd Wright handbags and pillows and some greeting cards. And sales in the gift shop have been pretty good. They had a decent year last year and continue to have a good year this year. Oh, Bill, you might want to talk about the symposium the Rotary Club does, since you are part of it.
Yeah, I did a little bullet point on it. It's the Rotary Ethics Symposium. It's an annual event conducted by the Rotary Club of Madison Downtown Rotary. It typically meets at the Park Hotel. They invite high school juniors from local, from Dane County high schools. Typically the attendance is in the low 200s. They'd like to increase that, but lately transportation's been a little bit of an issue for the high schools, you know, to get the kids on the buses. So, you know, Rotary's trying to work on it. But what Rotary has been doing is, with input from various sources, instructors and counselors and from some students, they create ethical dilemmas. You know, if your friend did X and Y, would you report them? And why or why not? There's an ethical framework. We have a framework for ethical decision making that is reviewed with the students to help have a little bit of a framework to think about the kinds of issues they could face in their lives or even in their school. It's generally really, really well received. It's
it's a half day program, typically on Friday. We did a lot of our level four space.
Didn't they just say yesterday that they're going to take that to international?
I think one of the international students maybe would want to bring it back to his country when he goes. One of the high school student. Yeah, beyond that, I'm not sure.
Is it unique to the Madison, downtown Madison room?
As far as I know, this the way this program is conducted, it is.
Oh.
They're trying to spread it, spread it wider. Offer you know, an ethical symposium in a box, essentially, for other clubs to use.
Sure. Well, good for you for participating.
I'm one volunteer on a committee.
Yeah, but.
But since it's here, I spend the whole day at the reception desk and just to be there and help support the event.
Good.
I think that's all I had.
Seriously?
It's great. Yeah.
Hey.
And anybody have any questions?
This will be the shortest meeting on record. Look at my phone, you're awfully happy.
Oh, I always have questions.
Oliver, if you have any questions.
I love your pillows.
I do. My burning question is the Mandy. Oh. His name sounds so familiar. It's listed in Bill's report.
Wait,
the name Mandy that owned Opus Lounge on King Street.
It is.
I knew the name.
I'm sorry. I meant to cover that. Yeah.
Tell her I said hi.
Yeah.
She might remember me.
We'll bring her for introductions.
Oh, cool. Jeannie.
Will you?
Yeah,
sorry. Go ahead.
I
just want to make sure it was the same one person.
Yes. Well, you have such a good memory, but yes, she
downtown.
Yeah. But yeah, we're excited to get her.
She starts April 1st.
Yeah.
That's a key position. That's an outside public position.
For those that don't know, Opus Lounge was on King Street for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It's Savino now. Yeah, next to Wolf's. Yeah.
I'm just sad I can't make the Ezra Klein event. I can make the La Follette reception, not the event after, because we conveniently have a meeting that night. So,
and in the information I brought you, we have a really key person playing opposite. I would have loved to go to Ezra Klein. That was my first thing.
Also,
just about that Ezra Klein lecture, it honors Paul Offner, former Senator Paul Offner, which they do here every other year. So I'm really, really nice. Want to be in two places at once.
Yeah.
But congratulations.
Next time we
say it again.
I was just trying to mention, we have our presentation next month. We think we have an exciting board meeting next month.
Because
is the HVS and Tourism Economics next month?
One of them.
I was excited about
that. I'm missing. What is
it? Oh, sorry. I'm talking cross talking.
Oh, that's
what I'm talking to Connie about
this subtly, but that just pops up.
What's going on?
We're excited that next month there's going to be a presentation. It's by Tourism Economics, a division of Oxford Economics. They did a very comprehensive economic impact report on Monona Terrace using 2023 data. Friends of Monona Terrace paid for it. And so the idea, we're going to have them come and present, virtually, a representative from Tourism Economics is going to present to the board the findings of the study, and there will be Q&A. And since Friends paid for it, we thought it only courteous to invite them to the meeting as well. We're hoping for a big turnout from the Friends board. And we just thought it would make for a pretty interesting presentation for us, for the board.
And then in May, we'll have HVS come and they've updated the study that they did in 2020 that was looking at feasibility for the hotel still. And then expansion of Monona Terrace, that feasibility. So their report's longer, so we kind of put them off a little bit because the economic one is shorter and it was ready to go.
What's our meeting day in May? I might not be.
16th or 18th.
That's so relevant to the committee
They're both very timely. We haven't got the final drafts yet. We've been kind of back and forth and asking questions because especially the HVS one, it's longer and there's a lot of stuff in there. So we just wanted to be sure it was clear, as clear as it could be. And that, you know, the economic impact one came in quicker and it was shorter and these, I think, a little easier to understand. So that's how we ended up with one in April and one in May. We thought it'd be too long to go with both together, yeah, because remember HVS took an hour last time and it probably will this time as well. So
I asked Connie after we adjourned last month about HVS because we had obviously spent most of the meeting with Mike Sturm reviewing, and it was nice that this was in the report, though, Long Park Ledge.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Sarah and Connie, for including it. But anyway, that it obviously is a huge impact on the Lake Monona Waterfront Master Plan and our future here. I was excited when Connie confirmed to me last month that HVS had needed to update. Mm-hmm.
So have we extended invitations to either the Friends of Lake Monona Waterfront or
no
members of the ad hoc committee, which doesn't exist anymore?
It's not until May, so it's
well
a little early.
Whatever.
Yeah, we put.
That's a great idea, Judy. Yeah. To invite interested the folks that have been working so hard around the Lake Monona Waterfront.
It came up so frequently.
Plan.
That was the defense.
Oh, constant. Yeah.
The request.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, a lot of those volunteers on the Friends group met with this board
mm-hmm.
for many years before we
right.
even
yeah.
were
yeah.
close to getting the funding.
So what was a good plan. Idea to extend invitation to make a
yeah.
list? Okay.
I said that was a good idea on your
part. Accidentally agreed. Do I get to vote on that?
Yes. Vote
right
voting
here.
Member. Vote voting
right
member.
Right there. Got it.
So that will be May.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, like the folks that visited with us before COVID, for example, that were promoting it, they'd love to come back, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And even yours, yeah, absolutely.
They're changing the name of the French group, but I don't know when that's official.
Oh, really?
Do we have a new name for it?
I don't know if it's
partners
been
something?
Finalized yet. Yeah, yeah, it's secret.
It's secret? The secret friends of the secret lake. Nothing in this town is ever secret.
That's true. Not for 45 minutes.
Are there any other comments about secrecy? Do you have any questions, Alder Vivier?
I'm so excited always about the new sculptures
oh,
every
yeah.
year.
Oh, yeah.
And I was wondering if, Connie, if you knew and what your reaction was to the sculptures that were selected by the Arts Commission this week. And if you had a chance to give your recommendations before they voted.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we have a good process now where.
Machine.
What is it?
Yeah.
Maybe they're vacuuming the new carpet.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a vacuum. We have a good process now where we're working, you know, very closely with Karen Wolf and what's her name, Mary?
Mary Rosinger.
Mary Rose, yeah. So we met with them in advance. They had a big grouping of possibilities. We went through each one individually and gave them kind of a yes, no. Then they took that to the Arts Commission, and the Arts Commission picked five plus three alternates, I think. And so I know Kristen called the first choices, the first five choices, and they all are available.
So, great.
Yeah.
Are you
so how many will there be?
Hmm?
How many will there be?
I think it's four up on the rooftop and one on Olin Terrace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you pleased with what was selected? So they didn't move forward any of the ones that you did a thumbs down to, did they?
No.
Okay.
And there any repeat? Are they all
new? There were some repeat artists.
We've had such good artists.
Yes, there are so many great artists. I don't know if we went with any of the repeats. I'd have to look.
But not repeat pieces, repeat artists.
No, just artists that have lots of product. No, they're all very, very talented. What we like about working with the Arts Commission is just they have a bigger reach, a longer reach. And
sure.
So it's not just local, it's kind of throughout the United States. So
I love it.
Yeah. So there's always, we're always tempted to go back to the well because the pieces that are out in front of the new hotel, she had some more, you know, and she's really good. So, but we didn't go with that one. the other one we went with, I think we went with some new people, but yeah, I think it's always interesting stuff.
Good.
Aaron and Mary Rose are very helpful, and the commission does a nice job.
Spring will come and we'll take a tour of them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's great to hear. Thank you, Connie. Glad that you and your team are pleased with the collection.
We're working well together.
Thank you.
Any other questions, comments for each other, for Connie, for the staff? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Any second?
Sorry.
Anyone opposed to adjourning? Don't stand
adjourned.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
You didn't take one, but you didn't have one. Like,
I just wanted to
say that. I know. And I always thought that.
But it looks like it's
right. Some of them look a little askance. But then it took one whole hour to realize they were bored. I didn't have to run. So Wells printing, I have hundreds, 15 now.
Should be fine.
Of the HR getting one just to stay on. And we'd already asked for them to be in the kiosk around the corner.
Since Dave's
and then we called her. So we go ahead and keep later. It wouldn't make any difference.
Just more information.
And you still have your parking, Jane, right?
I mean, things happen.
Okay.
Please always. I'm really sorry about that.
We only have
someone who's the assistant producer of Up and Running.
Oh,
so not only is she on the he was in the New York Times.